American comedy legend Bill Cosby is guilty. Jurors, after 14 hours of deliberations, convicted Bill Cosby on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault against Andrea Constand. Graham Boley is an investigative reporter for the New York Times. He's been watching this case every step of the way. Graham, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Good to be here.
Well, explain, Graham, if you would, exactly what Bill Cosby was convicted of on Thursday.
3 charges of aggravated indecent assault, and he was found guilty on all 3 charges, which was penetration without consent, penetration while unconscious, and penetration after administering an intoxicant. And one by one, the jurors stood up and found him guilty of all 3.
And take us to the moment when the verdict was delivered, Graham, because it's been a long, long road getting to a conviction for an extremely famous man.
It's been 14 years since he assaulted Andrea Constand in his home not far from here, where I'm sitting in Pennsylvania. And Andrea Constand was in the room for the verdict, Bill Cosby, of course. And the jury came back on the second day, yesterday, I think more quickly than anybody had expected, or we'd expected at least. Very tense, and it was very quiet. And when the jury gave their verdict, it remained very quiet, apart from some of the other women accusers who were in court, who'd been in court every day. They cheered. And then they left the courtroom, and then everybody else remained very quiet, including Andrea Constand, including Bill Cosby. And then everybody stood up at the front, and the DA started to push very strongly for maybe raising the bail, maybe not letting Mr. Cosby leave on bail. And he made the point this was a man of a very wealthy man with lots of means, and even had a plane. And at that point, Mr. Cosby spoke out and swore at the DA and protested that he didn't have a private plane. And the judge had to calm him down.
Well, Graham, a different jury was unable to reach a verdict last summer, the first time that Bill Cosby was on trial for assaulting Ms. Constand. What made the outcome of this case different from the last time?
I think the 3 big elements that were different. It was a different trial. I mean, it was the same courthouse, the same judge, the same charges, the same Bill Cosby. But there were 3 big elements that were different. One was the defense brought a much stronger and aggressive story, and maybe they overplayed it. They had this star witness that said Andrea Constand had made it all up. And they told this very stark story that she was the predator who'd gone after Mr. Cosby for the money. It was very aggressive, and perhaps it backfired in front of this jury. The prosecution, on its part, was able to bring 5 other accusers, 5 other women who said they'd been assaulted by Mr. Cosby in separate incidents, mainly in the 1980s. And in the first week of the trial, they got up one by one, day after day, and it was that powerful drumbeat of accounts, of patterns, similar patterns, which I think made a really big difference. And the third thing that was different was Me Too. This is the first high-profile trial. This was the first high-profile sexual assault trial since the Me Too movement began. And we were watching to see what effect it would have on the judge. And I think the judge let in 5 women. Only 1 woman was allowed to testify at the last trial. This time, 5. We don't know why. He never gave a reason, but Me Too has happened since. Here was these 5 women. It was certainly a Me Too moment for the trial. And then we wanted to see what effect it would have on the jury. And, you know, they came back with this very strong verdict.
And what about the forum for the rest of Bill Cosby's life? He's 80 years old. But this is 3 felony counts that he's now guilty of. What kind of sentence might he realistically get?
The judge talked about this yesterday, and there's going to be a sentencing hearing in the next, within 2 months, 2 or 3 months. So he's on bail. The judge did let him leave on bail. He's confined to his home here in Philadelphia or near Philadelphia. And each of these counts, when the sentencing happens, carries a maximum of 10 years. So he could be sentenced for 30 years, but the judge talked about, you know, running them concurrently or merging some of the charges. But it's he's going to get significant jail time by the sound of it.
Graham Boley, investigative reporter with the New York Times. Graham, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.